We're gonna have to cut that out.
Why? It's not even that. That's a word I can.
Welcome back to Two Whites and a Blue CBP Media Network. We are dry January here.
I'm gonna naysay against the media. Doing like
damp January.
Damp January.
Damp. Yep. What is that?
How damp are you getting?
I had like 3 beers at hockey last night. Is and that a couple last week? No. This is just
drinking waters. What are you sipping?
Sparkling
on
water.
I'm sipping on Wet Smoke.
Riz or whatever. Yeah, what are those
Riz,
called again?
Riz.
Zins.
I might have to zin out one of these.
Hit me
days.
A zin.
Yeah?
Fuck it.
I'd probably do it.
Better for hockey.
You got a pack on you?
No, but I can get one.
I don't know. I still don't really know what zins are.
I'm just saying. So. I'm of age.
Well, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. Unbelievable people are
can
listening
you fuck,
watching
can you
this
buy
show.
Zins at the...
I saw them at Blair's. You can not buy even Blair's Smoke Shop at Blair's.
The store.
Yeah.
His house.
At Blair's
Blair
house.
Gordon's house.
He was there.
No, right on. What Zin up, Blair back. Gordon? Shout out to Blair Gordon.
Yep. Yeah.
Blair, thanks.
Lives at 139 fucking 905-542.
Thanks for tuning in.
He's got a long road he lives on.
Do you remember doing that as a kid when you were younger? When you'd be like, you'd be at like a McDonald's drive-thru or something like that, and you'd be like, okay, I'm not going to say names, but I'm going to say one name. Like, Dylan Paul lives at this address. This is his phone number. And then you just leave. It was like our version of Nicky Nine Doors.
Nice.
But you just give out information from people and hopefully they didn't.
And for no reason they would ever call that number.
Well, I mean, you could have potentially given
how
them
identity.
How many
numbers are written on the toilet that people called or didn't call for a good time?
Did you ever call?
We didn't have a phone. What were we going to use?
Payphone.
Oh, man. Can you even do that? 1-800-COLLECT. We only called 1-800 wet tits.
Wet puss.
Yeah, wet body was another one.
Wet body.
Ooh, wet body. Yeah.
Interesting. Is that like PG-13?
I'm pretty sure we talked about this on the very first podcast we ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
We definitely talked about this before.
And that's why it's in the archives.
I just had a moment there. Okay, so what did you spend your money on last week? I'll start. Kenzie and I bought a car.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's a fucking slick bastard.
It's a fixer-upper, right?
CRV 2020. Yeah. I was talking to Will before you got here. Mike, I gave him the spec. Do you know the spec? You talked to your sister about it?
Mm-mm.
49,000 clicks, 7-year.
49 grand.
49 grand, yeah. 49,000 clicks, 7-year 160 warranty. All the maintenance on the car has been done at the dealership that we bought it from.
Seven years of warranty?
7 years 160 powertrain, yeah. So
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. How much do you think it cost?
$29,000.
It was about $30,000. Yeah. And they gave us $1,000 for Kenzie's old fucking Honda.
I got $1,000 for my fucking Volkswagen that just had rust on the wheel well. The car was mint.
Yeah. Well,
I got $1,000 for my Acura, which was worth way less than that for sure.
My Volkswagen was probably worth like $5,000. I just didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
It was such a dumb decision. I could have just got it fixed.
She just dropped it off at the dump and just walked away.
With the keys in it, left it running.
Strip the plates.
Just right on first come, first serve.
Yeah.
File should've down the serial number.
Looking for a bum.
Should have just put it out on garbage day.
Bulk pickup. Car.
Yeah.
You got to punch. Did you know when you do bulk, you have to punch in what you're putting on the curb on the website?
Yeah,
did you know that?
Just, how would you
car.
Just, like, how would you park it? Like, to make it like garbage? Like, what would you do?
You stack your trash cans on the top.
Like, put it, like, diagonally on the road.
Yeah.
Comes complete with parking tickets.
I don't know. Yeah, you gotta take on the tickets if you go.
Well, you
can
fight in court.
I also this week went to change, went to update my address on my driver's license and renew my license because it expired. It expired in September. I didn't realize. And I used the Dundas Service Ontario. Yeah, I thought it was like another year or something like that. I was surprised to see that it expired. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. The province retconned me into getting a driver's license early. That Service Ontario in Dundas is the best. That's the best experience at any government facility I've ever had.
Wow.
In and out, like
you have
nothing
good to
it's
say
like
about
that. It was like McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like you just like,
can
you go
be.
In there, they're like,
it
what's
can
it?
Be.
What? There's no forms anywhere. Unlike other Service Ontarios where you walk in and there's like a whole wall of forms. You got to pick which one is yours. Then you fill it out. You wait 100 hours.
Dude, shut up. You're giving it away. People are going to start coming.
And
there.
Then when you get to the front of the line,
fuck.
And then when you get to the front of the line, the clerk is like, ah, that's the wrong form actually. Okay. Well, can I just do the form here? No, you got to line up again.
You got to go back in line. Take a number.
The numbers are 4 digits now. Anyway, so that was really good. And what else did I do? That's it. It was kind of a slow
week.
This
has turned into what did I do this week?
What did I spend the money on? What did I do today?
I bought a ton of Bitcoin this week, including $1,000 like an hour ago.
Really? Through the
ETFs? Price dropped 10% today. Almost.
It was up.
So it was up yesterday.
Last I checked,
it
was way up.
Fucking climbing hard this week. And then ETF, you know, the classic sell the news. I knew that was going to happen. I sold some ETH yesterday.
Did you? I was on Money Talks today. That'll come out tomorrow. It's like a popular Canadian finance show. And we were talking about ETF being a sell the news event. I personally don't care about that. Like, I'm in it for the long haul anyways. But I'm surprised the number of suits who get online and are like taking a victory lap, asking for their flowers for predicting the price would drop on the ETF launch, as if there was ever any doubt that this thing was going to like have a day after stacking up.
Oh my God.
Gains,
yeah,
for 6 months.
Well, you gotta understand too, like those people that do that, like they got nothing to talk about all the time.
The
it's
suits?
Fucking boring, man. So yeah, like they're obviously going to pat themselves on the back for some bullshit like that.
Yeah. Right? And also they predict fucking 35 things a day. One of them is going to be right. So it's like, I hate that. When I was in Discord's heart, it was like, a guy would always like post like his tweets that were like, yo, look at this prediction, this. I'm like, go to his page. I'm like, dude, you predicted like fucking 100 different things a day on your tweets. Like, there's 95 things that don't work out. So what are you trying to say here?
Well, the spray and pray.
But it's like, if you just followed every single piece of his advice, you'd still be so fucking down.
You'd be down $1,000 a week.
What's that guy,
advice?
Fucking Jim Cramer? Yeah. That guy, he's just always wrong. Every time he predicts, you just Cramer. Do the opposite.
Yeah,
and then
you
just start a millionaire.
The inverse Cramer ETF is great. I also just want to note before I pass the mic here that I saw an Andrew Tate tweet. That's his name. Andrew Tate, not Tristan Tate. That's his brother. Andrew Tate tweet about crypto and talking about how you don't know anything
it's
about
crypto.
It's
not manly or something?
You'll always be a loser.
Nerd.
We'll be selling and you'll be buying. We'll be buying and you'll be selling. You'll never make it. If I was going to do crypto, I'll show you. I would show you how it's done.
If I was.
And then he, at the end, there's like a link to the most elite signals, $50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, he's pretty fucking smart.
Who is the guy buying the $50?
I don't want to be left behind.
You know what the funny thing is?
Those signals sound great.
So many fucking people are buying.
Is that true?
For sure.
Who's buying it?
I bet you 1,000 people bought it.
Yeah.
1,000 people's a lot at $50.
Yeah, but I guarantee he's got probably 1 million people saw it.
What's he fucking worth? He's worth a lot of money.
He claims to be, but does anyone
isn't he like in a Bulgarian prison for like sex trafficking right now?
I thought he was just running.
Beat the charges, man. Beat the charges.
Did he? Oh, okay.
Beat the charges. Is it like, is it fair to like Google someone's net worth and is it like accurate what they put?
I would say no.
You'd say no. So how do you find out?
You can't.
You gotta talk to them.
You gotta ask them.
Andrew Tate, message him, tell me, and just be honest.
FaceTime
him
right
now. What are you worth, man?
Call him on Instagram right now. See if he answers.
Yeah. Tate, you there? Cobra Tate, are you there? Anyway, so this guy, he's charging. He goes on this long diatribe, and then at the end, it's $50 for all the signals. I just laugh every time.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, imagine.
Hey, he's worth $370
million. Okay.
According
to
who?
I don't know about that.
Celebritynetworth.com. Geeksforgeeks.com.
You don't check that?
Sorry, .org.
Oh, I only trust websites that end with .io. So
okay, yeah. What is Andrew Tate's net worth .io?
What did you spend your money on last week?
$370 billion.
Who's
next? Oh, he's really rich.
Oh man, they fucking really fucked rich. That decimal up.
Who is going next? It's money. Let's talk about it.
Well, today I bought a bagel in the morning.
That's good.
Well, cool. Let's go through it line by line.
That's about it.
Everything.
Sick.
And then I got a breakfast fucking comp by the foreman.
Cool.
What does that mean?
Didn't have to pay for it.
So you got breakfast, you got a bagel, and then you got breakfast?
And then I bought some gas.
Sweet.
What else did I buy?
Did you fill up?
Okay.
Fuck no, it was too expensive. Huh? I'll fill up when I'm out in St. Catharines.
You don't commit to the full tank?
Well, if it's $1.41 here and $1.30 in St. Catharines, that's do the math, bro. Yeah, like 120 liters.
Yeah.
Fucking about $12.
Great.
I'm just saying, $12 of my $12 saved is $12 earned. That's right. That's what they teach you when you're a kid. I haven't been spending money at all. I haven't had any, so I've been fucking just like.
Well, I got news for you. This show doesn't really work unless you've been spending money. So.
Fuck. True.
I'm still fucking recovering from Christmas, man.
Get back into debt.
Well, if you take booze out of my fucking routine, I got nothing to spend. I come home and I sit there and I look at the wall and wait for Monday. That's like my weekend now, so I don't have anything to spend money on.
I know my weeks are just flying by because I'm just like not spending any money either, and it's
and
like
you're just getting hammered drunk at night.
Yeah, I'm just blacking out every night and forgetting about what I spend. And then I look at my eBay account and I'm like, oh god damn it again, another Lego set,
another classic,
Okay. Wait, sorry, I don't want to, I'm down to hear what you have to say, obviously, but
I'm down.
This just reminded me, because fucking, so a kid on our hockey team, he was telling me last Thursday, I didn't talk about it last week, but it fucking cracked me up. Oh, we didn't record last week, that's why. He cracked me up, he says on New Year's he was fucking hammered, right? And he gets home, and he, I guess he bought a watch fucking wasted. So he gets up in the morning. It was like a fucking like $300, $400 watch that he just wasted. So he's just like, he's sitting there. He's like, yeah, bought a watch on New Year's blackout drunk. Imagine like waking up and then you just buy, like, if that's your drunken impulse, that's fucking sketchy, right?
Fuck, dude.
Get home and just do a little bit of online shopping for something super invaluable.
Where
like
do you
a
go
fucking
to buy a $400 glamorous watch?
Like, I don't know.
I'm sure Amazon's got.
I think it was so, like, I want to say it was like
$400.
$400
like a digital watch, dude.
Does
like,
$400 cross into glamorous?
It depends on your essence.
Oh, maybe it was like a Garmin or something. Was it like a nice, like a.
He's measuring his blood pressure.
Like a fit watch?
Maybe.
Couldn't tell you, dude. But he returned it. But I'm just saying. It okay. I was laughing super hard.
Have you guys ever done that? I honestly can say I've never drunk purchased. It's such a thing that like, it's so.
What about catching a buzz at the airport and going into duty free? I've done
Fuck
that.
Fuck no, man.
I've done that.
No. The airport's the biggest fucking scam. I don't know how they get away with price gouging like that. It's actually fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but duty free is different.
Duty free is different for sure. That's but if you go and you have to buy a breakfast, I had to buy breakfast when I was in Mexico coming home at the fucking Monterey airport.
$30
Yeah, it was like $35
Yeah. For what?
Breakfast.
Bacon and eggs?
No, you get like, it's like, sandwich. It's basically what, you know, what a fucking Egg McMuffin is, but it's like on like real or shit that you could buy, like bigger bun, bigger fucking this, bigger that. Two eggs and shit. I love it. I don't know. It's like made on a grill, but it's like, and it's like kind of big, I guess, but it's like, dude, I bought a water and I got this sandwich and it came with a side of home fries, $35 It was like, okay, sick. I mean, I could write it off, which is super nice. But
I
like,
went to Popeye's today, actually, after the gym. I had to go help.
Subs?
No, Popeye's chicken.
Imagine that. Joey's getting on the
side. I had to go help Phil. I did buy a thing of protein because I'm running out of protein.
Popeye's is going out of business.
I went there for the first time in a long time. No. The subs place.
Why?
Go to Amazon. I had to zip up to Phil's to help him bring in some big chair that he bought for his baby and
big chairs.
Yeah,
it's called like, high chairs.
It wasn't a high chair. It was like a rocker of some kind. I don't know exactly the nature of this.
I didn't know
he needed chairs.
Help.
He needed help getting it off his truck and bringing it in. Yeah, it was too
heavy. Wow, what a coincidence! I just bought a thing of protein.
So I went to I went to Popeye's chicken. That's Popeye's chicken. True. And I get there and I buy the 5-piece tender meal. It comes with fries and a drink. It was fucking $17.
Yeah,
of course.
It's a joke, man.
I ate it, and it went right through me. It was like the worst thing I've ever put in my body, I'm pretty sure. And I'll never go back there again.
Dude,
chicken wasn't even good, by the
way.
It wasn't even good. There's no flavor. What is
terrible, and it makes you feel fucking awful.
What's the draw?
I don't know. It's just
it's because in your head, you romanticize all of it, though. Like,
I don't know.
I feel like none of us, I think, eat a lot of fast food.
No.
But like, in your head, you're like, oh man, a nice greasy whatever would be so good right now. And then you go there, it looks nothing like the sign. It costs $15 no matter what you get. And then you get it and you eat it and it's like, it tastes okay. And then you feel like shit after.
Well, what's gotta
and
be
you
better
just
in the
forget
States.
About that.
It's got to be better in the States.
I don't know. It's
people like, in the States fucking love it. And I've had it. It's fucking dog shit here.
It is bad.
It's got to be better there. It has to be.
It's terrible.
Food, like in that sense, is better in the States. It definitely is. I've had Burger King in Detroit. It was fucking dynamite.
They gave you 4 dipping sauces. I didn't need 4. I took 2. And the guy's like, I recommend the buttermilk ranch and the honey mustard or whatever. I'm like, sure, throw them in. They're both dog shit. Like, they were just terrible. The honey mustard or whatever was just like so thick you could barely even get it on the fucking tender. I was driving with it too, which made it even worse. Anyway, so I did that today too. I'll never do that again. Just wanted to throw that in there. Just throw a little salt on Popeyes.
You know what's funny though? You will for sure do
Popeyes?
It again. Yeah.
No,
I think I've only had Popeyes once in my whole life.
I've had it twice.
I was in a bit of a
first time, I never was going back. And then I went again. And I'm never going back again until the next time.
Yeah. There's too many other things I'd rather eat around there. I thought it was like, it's like chicken's high protein. I'm like, just worked out. Okay, maybe I'll stop in and grab
something. Oh, yeah. You went the fucking healthy route. You're like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what my body
needs.
I knew
it was healthy, but I at least was like, can I get 50 grams of protein out of this? Maybe.
Yeah, fair enough.
It didn't even stay in my body long enough to absorb 50 grams of protein. There's no chance.
It's probably not even chicken.
It can't be.
It's probably like,
and the butter
looks like chicken feet and shit.
Yeah, and the shit like just flakes off. Yeah. It's like the
that,
whatever.
That pink processed chicken goo.
That's fucking
disgusting.
Gnarly.
Remember those videos on Super Size Me and the guy eating
it doesn't even fucking faze me. I'm still going to fucking eat it.
You just ate McDonald's.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Well, I had McDoubles though. That's that raw Canadian processed beef 100%.
100% pure Canadian processed beef.
I went out with this chick a while ago, and she was like, I guess she was like a manager or something at McDonald's, and they took her on some fucking tour.
Went out with this
and
chick.
And she's fucking sitting there. She's like out of her career at McDonald's. And she's fucking like, she's like totally preaching it. Like how it's like actually good.
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I'm like healthy. I'm like, you're not actually sitting here telling me that McDonald's is fucking healthy.
Have you
like
seen
you the, can't like you can't
the
do
burger that.
That
you were eating looks it looks so pathetic.
Pathetic.
It is pathetic.
It tasted fine.
It's fine.
I was like, I needed something to eat. If I didn't, I'd probably be a lot more fired up right now and I wouldn't be enjoying myself.
I needed something
in the gut. I got a hockey game later. I'm not gonna stop again.
Yeah. It's pathetic.
It's pathetic. It's just such a sad looking burger.
It doesn't even look like a burger.
Dude, it's like they get it. They put the two patties on. They fucking just get the ketchup and mustard guns. Go, and then they fucking throw pickles on it. They don't put. They fire them on, and then they put the bun on. Then you go.
Yeah.
Wrap it up in the wrapper, and then just fucking fire it in the fucking window.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, oh, by the way, order two. It's like, for fuck's sake, get another bun. Bang! Fucking slap the patties off. It's a shit show.
Yeah, and like then I was the only one in line.
They're like. Are you the McDoubles? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, can you go pull up over here? I'm like, there's no one in line, dude. What? Why am I leaving?
To the numbered parking space?
Yeah. I'm like, there's no one in line. Why are you making a
for McDouble,
poor...
the thing you guys make the most
why are you
of?
Making a poor high school girl walk out in a blizzard?
Which McDicks did you go to?
The one in Dundas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's like a shit show outside right now. It's blizzarding.
How much was a McDouble? $4?
I didn't even look. I just tapped it because I didn't care. I think it was like $7 for two.
Oh, man.
You used to be able to go there and get two burgers or three junior chickens for $5.
Weren't they $1.99 each?
Yeah, but maybe that.
They were $1 when I was at Brock. It was on the dollar menu there. You just go in there.
Now they're like $4 or like $3.50. Yeah. It's like this fucking piece of shit burgers.
Oh, no, yeah, and it's just... Oh,
that's a huge...
I'm going to go back there after to get more because I'm going to need it. There's not enough.
It's the only fucking bag in town.
Yeah, I pulled a... I'll make a confession here. I pulled a breakfast McDonald's thing out of the recycling bin the other day. Put it in my car.
Pretty pathetic.
That's tough.
I really like McDonald's breakfast. I like the coffee too. So.
I'm so sick of the McDonald's. The coffee rips.
Yeah.
Like they when they bought that
it's
from
gotta
Tim Hortons,
be 400
man.
Calories in each cup at least.
That's a dessert coffee for sure. Like I will go to Tim Hortons coffee preferably, not because it tastes better.
Really?
Not because it tastes better. It's just like I've talked about this before. It's something shitty. Like when I have a McDonald's coffee in the morning, I'm like
too bougie.
It's like yeah, and I feel like guilty. I got to go to work, and I feel like I just want to like even like you get fired up from it. It's still a coffee, but it's like heavier. It's more rich.
McDonald's,
yeah,
is too
it's
bougie.
Like a sitting at your desk coffee.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, and I'm going into shit show. Anyway.
It's more a thing that the union guys would. Not the guys on the tools. Guys on the desk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're good. Maybe they go to Starbucks. They can afford it, right?
Ooh. How would you ever justify going to Starbucks? I don't get it at all. It's fucking
insane.
Is
Hope not a Starbucks chick?
No.
Is Kenzie? Kenzie
Hope makes her own. Hope does her own
Kenzie
coffee.
Doesn't drink coffee.
She used to be. I used to date a Starbucks chick. It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Go in there and pay. I'm like, why am I spending $20 for bean water?
$8 It's like, it's like $7 for a coffee. And then it's like, you got to like take a picture
coffee.
And show everyone. And
insane.
And like show off
the
that
nails,
you spent the money on
new,
Starbucks.
On your new Toyota Tundra SUV and your coffee and your...
It doesn't make any sense.
Dude, imagine being into that. Imagine being into that. Like, what's your day-to-day? Like, I want to see in the inside of your forehead.
Oh,
what
bad.
Are you saying?
There
like,
ain't
mentally?
Much there. There ain't much there, buddy.
Like, you're just like...
There.
Like, it would honestly just be like...
The expensive coffee. Like, this
is, I'm so having so much fun. Let's go to Starbucks and take a picture.
What's the equivalent for guys?
It's like a drive... Fuck, I don't know.
What's the equivalent
for Starbucks?
For sure.
I don't know, man. Like, it depends on, I guess, on your hobby. Like, if you were like a car guy going to look at like Princess Auto, I guess.
Yeah, but like showing off, Princess Auto's bottom of the barrel.
Well, fucking Starbucks is not that
good, either, though.
You
can at least pretend like no one's flexing with the Power Fist jigsaw. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but like, guys don't do that shit.
You see my Power Fist fucking
dude, what do you mean?
Compressor.
You don't like this shit? Dude, it's a great deal. It was on sale.
It's a lifetime warranty. Place will be closed next week. Actually, that place has staying power. I shouldn't say that.
Princess Auto is kind of legit. Like, it's all shit, but it's all stuff you never even think about.
Yeah.
You go in there like, man, maybe I will need this
you
fucking clam.
So
you could build a car with the stuff on the shelf at Princess Auto.
What's the idea?
We went there. Like, when we bought that, me, Sean, and I, we bought those fucking motors, which, by the way, still brand new in the closet.
No kidding.
Can't wait.
Did it make the move?
You never put them on the boat or the cart, eh?
Well, as soon as I get a garage, it's going in there and it's going to get to work. Like, it's just
God you got it on
sale.
I've been planning.
I just got no. I just don't have an idea.
That's gonna be a, by the time you go to put that thing on something, put it the government use. Will have banned those kind of engines.
But we went to Princess Auto and we're walking around. Like, Sean and I were gonna build these like makeshift snowmobiles. I think is what we're gonna build. Like some bullshit, right? Like fucking just see,
just use it for one day, then just fucking trash it.
He built that fucking boat.
That boat was jokes,
and it was awesome, man. But he just a little trolling motor. I don't know how the fuck he even built. He built this little mini one man boat. It was fucking jokes.
Yeah, it was fucking.
It was awesome. It was. I would have been. I was so jealous right away when he got
when he started putting around in Christie's.
Yeah, that was awesome. With his two controllers, goes like clicked it up and it just started going.
That was sweet main voyage.
Right away, his face just lit up with glee. It was like I was like, you lucky son of a bitch. I can't do it because I didn't make it.
There's also like eight of us there to just sit on the shore and watch him boot around on his boat.
And we're like 25, 26-year-olds, like fucking watching this fucking grown man have the time of his life.
That was nice.
Going like fucking what, a kilometer an hour max?
Yeah, but that's
super fun. Silently though.
It's the build that counts.
Oh, it was just like, it was just, you could see like just that sense of like gratification that it worked. Yeah. But we went in there to build, like to get stuff. And I remember I bought the motor and we're walking around Princess Auto. We start piling shit in the fucking cart. And I'm looking, I'm like, $50 for tires. Fucking got to get a frame. That's fucking $180-$200.
Yeah.
And then all the shit. Sean just dropped like $500-$600.
Shopping cart.
Sean put $500-$600 into it, and I just put all my stuff back.
Yeah.
Except for the motor. I'm not buying. I'm not doing this. I just have a motor now.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And I still do. But he actually uses it for like a sawmill or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Sean's been building a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Well, he's just more. I think he's more inclined than I. I feast with my eyes. I think about shit. Then it comes down to like, oh yeah, I have to buy more than just the motor.
It's kind of nice being like cost that. Me too.
You just think it's like the Incredible Machine where you just plop it down and it just runs.
And it just starts running.
And it's just ready to go.
Basketballs jumping off trampolines and shit.
Got to get that motor going with the basketballs.
Let's just flick a switch and the fucking motor turns on. Yeah.
There's money to be made if they re-release that game, I think. That was a really,
I
real
love
classic.
That game.
It was great.
You gotta try to get the mouse to run, or the fucking, you gotta get the basketball in the hoop.
You don't know about Incredible Machine?
Is it like Mousetrap?
What? It's like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know the Rube Goldberg machine? Like when it's like a, okay, it's like,
oh, where it goes through a whole bunch of shit?
Yeah. You like, gotta kind of make one of those. It's like, so you like the basketball will like spawn up in this corner,
you should
and
watch.
There'll be like a hoop in this corner, and it goes
downstairs, well, hits dominoes, like, and knocks shit around.
It gives you, and it gives you like an empty screen, and then on the bottom,
like,
a bunch of
this
parts.
This is like a computer game?
Yeah, from like the fucking 90s.
Yeah.
Is it available?
I bet you you can find an online version. It's
probably on, yeah.
And it's like, you have like three trampolines, a light switch, a fucking engine, and like a fucking rat in a cage, and you gotta like use it to get the fucking basketball
fucking
into the
genius.
Net.
Talk
it was
about
dope.
Like creative thinking, right? That's fucking sweet. Like, those are the games that are missing now. Like that.
It's because, like, it's like the kids would just get so bored of it so quickly.
Because they just figure it out, I guess, and they probably only have like two or three levels.
Well, they would just watch a YouTube video on how to do it and be like, okay, cool, finished it.
You can download it, or play it online.
Yeah, that.
So it's great. And so, like, basically, like, you have to get, I don't know, like, what's a good example here? That's not a good example of level, but like, let's say there's a mouse here spinning in a cage, and you got to attach like
a
cable to a gear, and the gear will run the thing, and then you have the bowling ball run over this mouse, and that mouse will start running, and then like the basketball will trip down the ramp, and you got to get it into the net somewhere else on the screen. It's insane.
That's fucking awesome.
It is pretty dope.
It's great.
I remember that was my favorite game when I was a kid on the PC. Well, Roller Coaster Tycoon was the best.
Well, I remember like in science class, I guess like the odd time, they'd be like, okay, class, we're going to the computer lab. This was in like fucking middle school. We're going to the computer lab. But you have to play, like, you can play whatever you want, but it has to be on www.physicsgames.com.
Oh, yeah.
And Physics Games was fucking lit. It
was
fucking dope.
What did they have on there?
I don't know. Fucking Physics Games, man. It was just, I couldn't tell you. Like, honestly, they were just games based on the laws of physics.
Right.
But they were, like, most games are. Like, that curveball game.
Right.
That was on there. Oh,
was it?
Where you slap the ball. If you go fucking right to left, it curves it. Like, just shit like that was on.
Right.
Like, but it was a lot of like brain games, but it was like more than
tricking
it wasn't like
you
math
into learning.
Blasters. It was like actually fun.
Yeah, yeah.
The games were like developed and they were good games. And we'd sit there. We'd be in there, be like, kids would be playing, like, Mike, you playing Drug Lord? I'm like, fuck no. I'm
What's
playing physics
Lord?
Games. You got to sell drugs and make your millions.
There was nothing. Game. It was just a fucking bunch of buttons, basically, and like a little text. Yeah. It was pretty sick.
That game was dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
And there was one of the drug dealers at Parkside. Like, he was a known drug dealer there. He was fucking excellent. All the drug dealers, the people that like actually sold drugs there,
Learning economics.
Love that game. They fucking ripped
it
hard.
Yeah, they did.
I'd be like, I'd have like be playing it or whatever, and I'd have like fucking $9,000. And I'd be like,
nice.
Yo, Justin, what are you guys? Like, I got $97 million.
I'm like, yeah.
How long are you playing that for? He's like, oh, this is like my third month without being caught. Yeah.
Well, it's like a sense of pride thing, too. It's, it's also like a marketing tool. It's like, yo, look how good I am at dealing drugs. You're going to want to buy it from me.
You go to the guy's locker, he's got the screen print of the, the drug
lord. Well, sales pitch to me in grade 9 was, are you Mike Homulus? I'm like, yeah, why? Like, he's I didn't even know him. I'm not. I didn't even know him. I'm wearing a fucking red polo, and I had a like ginger shag. Like, I'm a buck 35'7"
Jordan,
like small
Jordan,
fucking,
Jordan.
No idea what I was probably had
Jordan shorts on.
No, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what you. I think they might have been like fucking shit shoes. They might have been shit shoes.
No, you're.
They were runners.
No Jordan shorts.
No, I was wearing an American Eagle because Kenzie fucking tricked me into fucking being preppy and shit.
Yeah,
she told me it was like, that's what this is what people wear in high school.
It's she was probably not lying.
Well, I think she was trying to trick you. It was whack.
Yeah.
And I remember but I you wore knew it. That. I'm like, I hate this shit.
But then you fell in with the Averex crowd anyway.
No, I was already in the Averex crowd prior.
Yeah, of course.
And then I fell back into it because that was where that was true.
For sure.
Well, I switched and I went
found your tribe.
Yeah, felt better. Well, I went to like LRG and shit. That was like skater gangster, right? It was like, okay, this is perfect. This is
lifted research group?
Yeah. LRG is still dope. That was still my favorite. Like, I would definitely
still wear an LRG shirt recently?
I don't think so. I have my sweaters at LRG.
What are the brands from high school you would still wear?
I love that sweater too. Huh?
What are the brands from high school you would still wear?
LRG.
I'd wear any skate company probably.
Yeah, same. Like Volcom, fucking Diamond.
I guess we're old enough now.
I'd wear fucking
really matter,
like Toy Machine and Birdhouse and shit. I'd wear all that shit for sure.
I got Toy Machine stickers in my truck right now. You want one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give them to you.
Where the fuck did you get those?
I don't know. I got them from like a skate magazine. You want one? Like Toy Machine, Joe?
No.
Come on, man.
I never heard about Toy Machine.
Joe's ankles and knees can't handle a skateboard.
Because you went to school in fucking the city, bro. I played Blessed Sacrament AAA basketball.
And then hung out at the mall afterwards.
I played Wildcats.
Wildcats.
I went to the mall yesterday for the first time during normie hours.
Back to your home.
I went to the mall during normie hours.
The old stomp.
I went to pick up my dad, actually. We went for dinner. And
at Earl's?
No.
At the mall?
The mall?
We went to the food court. We went to La Familia.
Dad, can we go to the mall for dinner?
No, fuck. I went to the mall to return your dad's Christmas gift because he wanted a size smaller.
He didn't like the
Eddie Bauer vest we got him.
Oh, right on.
And so I went there, whatever, took care of that. And then I went to go pick my dad up. And I was telling him in the car, like, usually when I go to the mall now, I go during like the day. I'll go during lunch.
Of course,
when
no one's there.
You know what I mean? Like the place is empty. And
well, if you can.
Right. Most people can't.
That's why it's empty.
And so, ideal. And so I went there and like I said, normie hours for the first time in a long time. I was like shocked and appalled at what I saw. Mm-hmm. Everyone there is 40, 50 pounds overweight. Sugary drinks. Everyone's wearing pajamas.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's like yelling at each other.
Mm. What happened to the old days?
There's no like civilized conversation. But my bigger thing is like, why is everyone carrying a 1,000-calorie drink and stomping around at 40, 50 pounds above where they should be?
Because we're in Ontario, bro. It's Americanized.
I think I'm calling for it now. Here, live on the air. We need a thinquisition in this country. Okay.
A
thinquisition.
Thinquisition.
Yeah, we need to find out.
Make that up?
Yeah, we need to find out what happened here. How did we allow this? I didn't go. Someone asked me on Twitter yesterday if I went to the food court. I should have. The food court is probably a fucking freak show.
Oh, it's sad there, man.
It is. It's got to be.
But like, it's like,
you can just imagine like little kids with like, their parents.
I go there and I feel nothing when I go there.
Oh, my God.
I'm not fucking fat.
Yeah. It's brutal.
I feel nothing when I go there.
I really hate it. I really hate it. And I'm like, man, because honestly, I think kind of sometimes I forget that. Because the only places I go now, I'll hang out with you guys or my buddies or go to the gym, basically, or go play a sport. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't go out in Normieville ever.
Yeah. It's because you're just better,
and
Joe.
Like now,
you're just
way better. When you go there, it's like, it's shocking. You're like, holy Christ, this is what's out there.
Dude, you drive a brand new 2020 CRV. You're fucking way above.
I am punching above my weight class.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do, hang out with those peasants? Disgust me.
The serfs?
What do you think I'm going to do? Go hang out in the fucking food court? Why
is everyone wearing pajamas?
Because
they're comfortable.
What is with that?
That bugs me a lot.
Yeah, but like, have a little self-respect.
You know what? You know what's like funny? You know what's funny? You know what? Like, this is the one time.
Those are
like,
the nice ones. They're going out pajamas.
When we, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, these are the Joe boxers.
He's my formal pajamas.
When we
my formal flannels.
When we were getting fitted for your wedding, Joe, for the suits.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Harmon?
Harmon, yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Old school, like Italian.
Stony
dude,
Creek,
right?
Taylor. If you need a suit, definitely go there.
Great, like good dude. But he like he's, you know, he's old school. Like he's a fucking tailor. So he obviously appreciates.
Doesn't mind calling out obese people.
I'm sure he doesn't. He doesn't care. You know what he actually said? He's like, you know what? I love Lululemon's as much as the next guy, which obviously, right? Great to look at. Everybody knows that. He's like, but I'm fucking sick of seeing all these fucking women only wearing that.
He does.
What happened to whatever happened to dressing nice and going out in public? And I'm like, I'm kind of sitting there. I'm like, you know what? I don't hate that.
I mean, he's got a vested interest in people dressing up nice,
he's
going out in public.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough, but he's not selling nothing to me. It was just me and him in the store.
He's actually either.
He's already made the sale.
The guy's a fucking tailor. He obviously appreciates well-dressed people. Mm-hmm. Sure. Like that's, if you wouldn't get into that trade, if you weren't passionate about it, that's a fucking, that job would suck ass if you weren't passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. It would suck ass if you were passionate about
it. Well, whatever, right? We need them. They're a dying trade. But anyway, so they obviously, he's sitting there, he's bitching about the like chicks wearing Lululemons all the time. I'm sitting there like, that's a weird take. Like, first of all, I think they look like they could dress them up, make them look pretty good. But I'm thinking he's sitting there, he's like, whatever happened to like, you know, jeans and heels or like a nice fucking, like a nice, like sophisticated look. Like you don't see that anymore. All you see is chicks and Lululemons and guys in fucking shorts and t-shirts and fucking sweatpants. It pisses me off. I'm like, you know what? I don't hate that. Good luck fucking spinning that one to the fucking public.
Oh,
really good
luck. You
couldn't
sound more like a fucking boomer than with that.
Well, but it's like, you know what? I get what he's saying because it's like exactly what you're saying. Why are these people wearing fucking pajamas to the fucking mall?
I don't get it.
I don't go to the mall. I wear like at least jeans.
There's
at
a lot of guys who would say even like this, like the athleisure, like Lulu shit. I think a lot of people would say this is like a bridge too far for them.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone's in a different position.
Going out public like that? But I personally don't. I'm not like fully on board with Harmon by any means. I think that stuff looks good.
Herman. Why do you think his name's Harmon?
Sorry, man.
Man, that's awesome.
He fucking spelled my name wrong on my custom jacket. Think I give a fuck? Anyway,
which one, Mike or Homulus?
Homulus.
No.
Yeah, he fucked it up. Oh. Anyway, but I kept it because it was funny. But anyway. So, like, I think that stuff looks good. Like, I wear, like, joggers and my fucking... I think that looks fine, right? Yeah. But it's a different look.
But it's a tiered system. He looks at us being like, how are you judging people in pajamas when you look like shit? Like, talking about us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because we think this looks fine. Like, this wasn't fine, like, a couple years ago.
So, where's the line? Where's the line? Is it at... Pajamas, like
dude,
his pajamas. Wearing, line?
Okay, there's
and
no
Crocs.
Way.
My dad keeps calling them swimming clogs. Crocs.
Well, there's no way that plaid pajamas has ever been okay.
Yeah, no,
not out in public, but they're everywhere crazy. Now. There's guys at Soccer World who like play in pajama pants now.
That's
what?
Insane.
Yeah,
play
that's
in
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
just show up in them.
They
where's
come
your,
and they play
like,
in
just,
them.
Just dude.
I don't know.
Have a little bit of fucking self respect.
Yeah,
please,
like that's like you've either given up or you've been married for 25 years.
If you've been married for 20 years and you're just running plaid PJs, divorce her.
I saw,
get your fucking life back, bro.
She I don't know, man.
You're just like, you're
she
waiting
took,
to
she
die.
She took your essence. She took your essence.
What
is
it's
that
like,
what it is?
I fucking hate that.
I saw a guy last week before the game before us. His girlfriend was recording the game on her phone and he had a mic plugged into the phone. He was like doing play by play.
Well, he wasn't even playing?
No. It's like his buddy's team.
For
maybe.
What? For what is the payoff? What
so
could it possibly be?
I don't know, man.
Maybe
I just,
she threatened him.
I don't know.
She needed
I
it.
Why did she
like
want it?
Soccer probably World, because she's got like a following.
Like 4,
imagine
000,
I was like, yo, Hope, we got to go to Mike's game tonight and you got to record and I got to do the play-by-play. I'm
maybe
building a mixtape. I'm going to send it in.
I'm the commentary. You're the color, all right?
Yeah.
This, you shut up.
He's trying to get on ESPN.
Yeah,
it's trying to go to CH11 Fox Sports.
Maybe people do.
No,
people
I
do
no
do
idea.
That. What's
but
that guy's name from Biggs and Bar Show? Jamie.
Yeah,
he was like the Ice Dogs commentator,
yeah.
which
really?
Is pretty
St.
cool.
Catharines.
Yeah,
or Niagara. I guess?
Niagara. Yeah. Which is kind of cool, right? Like, I mean, I'm like, well, he's
it
a
is,
radio.
I'm sure he didn't
radio
get it by doing that.
No, but like he's probably a, you know, not. But it's like you know, people are doing that because maybe they do want to go up. Imagine being a fucking commentator in the like the NHL, the NBA.
Be pretty cool.
That'd be crazy.
It would be sweet.
And they are beyond talented, but the radio guys are the truth.
Oh, true.
They're the best. Like,
well,
I've
yeah,
never been like I
don't.
They're drawing like, the picture for you.
It's amazing.
But
how
have you
do
heard it?
It?
Sometimes it's pretty slack. Sometimes you'll be sitting there and they're just like talking about shit, and then you have no idea
that's
what's
gonna,
going on
that,
in the game.
You tapping your foot's gonna make noise on the mic.
I'm not hitting the table.
It'll still make noise.
What?
Trust me.
Okay. Does it make noise in real life?
I think it's going to make noise.
Can you guys quit arguing about fucking technicalities?
Let's watch the sound.
If I just keep do it a lot.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, this is sick.
Don't say anything, Mike. Okay, that's fine. Got to make sure.
Okay, welcome back.
I never
back.
Really thought about it.
Welcome
but,
back.
But I don't know where the line is with the athleisure and the, you know, the outdoor wear.
I don't know. Like, obviously, the line for me is this. Like, yeah. I would go out in public like this, obviously. It's so funny. Like, the first couple times we did this podcast, I don't know. I have to probably look back on the tape. But being like,
check the tape.
We're going to be on camera, like, got to maybe not dress like a bum. But then it's like,
who cares?
Fuck. First of all, 40 people are going to see this. So who gives a fuck?
Second Dude, we're of all, getting like, we got like 3 followers this week.
Did we? I haven't looked at the reels today.
Are you checking the Instagram?
Well. I'm checking the Instagram. I'm just having a look at it, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm saying people are fucking
watching us. I mean,
it's only we got to do this for the 3 more years straight.
Another 3 years?
Well, why would we stop?
I think it'll pick up pretty soon if I had to guess.
If I don't make 10 grand an episode soon, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
We started putting ads in the other show for this show and a few others on the network.
We should start putting ads in this show.
For what?
Whatever.
We need to get an advertiser first.
No, we can just start advertising.
But I mean selling this show on the other show. Because I do want to drive traffic
That is not gonna end well for you.
Wait, what do you mean selling this show on the other show?
I put an ad for this show on
CBT. The next episode of Two Whites, One Blue.
If you want to hear, because me and Len were talking the other day about us saying the one reel that like did some numbies was the one about you're getting into a relationship before Christmas. And I said on our show, I'm like, would you do that before Christmas? He's like, there's only 2 dates you have to avoid. One is Christmas, one is Valentine's Day. If you can go that 3 months,
I think birthday is a weird one too.
Yeah.
If you get into a relationship right around their birthday is a fucking weird one.
I hear is so much critiquing.
Hey, we never said names.
Doesn't matter.
And what you did say at the end of that reel is, man, I don't like that.
he said that at the end of the reel?
I don't give a fuck.
How cool is that AI reels thing?
I don't give a shit.
Is that AI reels thing cool or what?
Like, it's fucking really cool.
So cool.
Super neat.
It's really neat. It's really, super really neat.
Cool. What else are we talking about tonight? What did you spend your money on?
Oh, yeah.
It's been 40 minutes.
I was hoping we were just going to skip it. I haven't spent my money on anything, really? To be honest. Yeah, no.
Nothing from the commercial channel. What's that? As Seen on TV? None of that?
Oh, yeah, the Shopping Network.
Yeah, did you go on that?
No, I haven't been on the Shopping Network much. It's pretty hard when you don't have cable TV. I'm just streaming the Shopping Network. I don't have it.
Netflix, get on the Shopping Channel.
I'm like, watching the old episodes. The old seasons are the best.
It's like the first episode, 15 hours.
It's like that, the meme, like, yeah, I like TSN, the Shopping Network.
Yeah, fucking right.
Streaming it. What kind of knickknacks and trinkets can I buy today?
So many trinkets. So many knives.
How many different blenders?
Many swords.
Steph and I went into that fucking store in the food court.
In the food court.
I'm like, okay, yo, I haven't been in here ever. I want to go in here.
At Lyridge?
Yeah. How many remote controlled everything is there?
Oh, dude, it's like,
how many inversion tables can you
after, after? And first of all, the store is just fucking so bluntly disorganized. It's like the same kid who made my McDouble just fired everything on a shelf.
It
like,
is pure chaos.
You go in there like, what? Like, why is this item here? And
it's because they're so busy ringing people up like this constantly. They can't have no time to stock the shelf.
Everything lights up in there.
There was like a 10-minute wait just to get in. You had to buy tickets. Like, you want to come check this?
Like a deli? Just take it.
Come look at all this shit in here. And you mean shit like metaphorically? No, it's all shit. It's
check it out. You'll love it.
Oh, do you guys got this? We don't know.
Is that from?
I looked in the back, fucking like, because the door was just open. It's just like a fucking IT room. The back warehouse is just the store.
It used to be a fucking A&W probably.
The SCN TV store is the only place that hasn't like figured out lithium ion batteries too. Like everything still takes AAA batteries.
Oh yeah.
No matter what, like I can't test this because there's no batteries in it. Well, like, do you have any batteries? No.
Of course not.
We don't have any batteries.
We don't want you to test it.
If you go to the source, you can probably buy some.
we buy some. Just go walk up to the source. Another place that's decaying that's the, on the vine.
The only business they get.
Another place decaying on the vine.
Walk up to the as seen on TV. Oh, BYOB. Bring your own batteries.
It's fucking so good. It is true, though. Like, it's just like such a fucking dystopian nightmare in the mall. Everything is fucking open, but there's no one there.
I was having a fucking...
The only people there are just these fat kids in pajamas screaming at each other with no money in their pocket.
I need another pop. It's just like, man, I was in there for
taking Snapchat.
I was in there for a fucking 5 minutes, and I was having a shit kicking time. And then as soon as it hit 5 minutes on the dot, I was like, all right, I've had enough of this. I gotta get out of here. This place fucking sucks.
Did you grab an Arby's before you left?
No, what did I get? We got fucking Taco Bell, bro. Oh, it was fucking like the lowest of the low.
Of all the options. There's a Harvey's in that food court.
Yeah, dude, we got it. And because it was a good deal. I was like, this is so shit that we're doing this, but like, fucking, I haven't been here.
What was
done
the
this.
Deal that made you it think
was like
good?
$30 and we got fucking two fat. No, listen. We got two fucking fat meals.
Ah, that's
like,
big box, right?
Yeah. And then the dessert was just delectable.
I doubt it.
The cinnamon churro.
The twist?
Yeah. You know what it was? It was Cinnamon Toast Crunch without milk. That's what it was. It was terrible.
Exactly.
What the fuck is
like,
this?
It's one layer cinnamon pork rind.
You eat all of it. I'm like, whatever, man. And then I went home and I felt fucking terrible.
Yeah, no shit.
I felt terrible, like my body, and I felt like much shame.
Your mind. Oh, shame. For
and it
sure,
was
shame.
Good. I needed distressed. It. Like, I needed that, like, shame. Like, I'm pretty sure that's all man. Oh, no, I was over at Christmas shopping, so I bought some other shit, but.
That's good.
Whatever. It was. I didn't go to the mall for me, but I had to make one point for me.
Mall
it was
parking
Taco
lot.
Bell.
Mall parking lot, also, like, probably among the most dangerous places on the planet.
And we saw a fight at Lime Ridge that one time. Remember that?
No.
Really?
Tell the story. I don't maybe film
there, that was the story. That's why I wish you were there, because you have a better memory than me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We were just in my shitty old green Acura leaving, and then there was just like three guys beating the fuck out of each other at the bus stop. Like literally like swinging, pulling fucking like
one on
jersey
one on
in
one?
It. Yeah, yeah.
Jersey.
How the fuck does that, like, how does three parties end up tillying? Like, how does that happen?
I could have, maybe it was 2-on-1, but if it was 2-on-1, that one guy was doing a great job.
That's so bad. That's so bad. I love that.
I'm just trying to like think in my head, what kind of a circumstance would it be a 1-on-1-on-1?
It's really weird. The mall is like this place where that can happen because people just go there and then they just stand near each other. And if there's enough people standing near each other,
cagey
one
individual.
Of them might say something, right? Like, who knows? It's like if you just keep firing off the same 3-man Petri dish over and over and over again and mix in some sugary drinks and pajamas, you might get a fucking fight at the bus stop.
You get one guy in elitist who's just fucking fed up with people having pajama pants on. Yeah. And another guy in pajama pants, maybe his life's not going so great. Mm. So he's pissed off at the elitist. And then there's one guy in the middle who just felt like starting some shit that day. And he's like, you guys all just want to fight?
Oh, man.
Hey, buddies, you guys want to have a tilly?
I hate them all.
Could be.
That's where I'll finish.
You
there.
Didn't hate them all.
I did when I was a kid. I said to my dad, I'm like, it's funny when we were going to the
you
mall.
You put on
as
your
kids,
breast on your best fucking dress.
Because you were like, you hope to run into some young chickens there, yeah, right? Like everybody, you know, you
nibble on their ear.
You hit MSN and you're like, anyone at the mall? Anyone going to the mall?
Anybody at the check mall?
Or
status?
Or you say
at the mall?
Leave one.
Yeah,
leave
one.
I'm at the mall.
Leave one.
Everyone was at the mall. We're going to the mall.
No one ever left one. Just no way.
Yeah. I was always Mike-RS, busy.
RS.
My fucking thing.
Listening to Lollipop. Oh,
fuck yeah. On repeat. Lollipop. And fucking Britney Spears, what was it? Piece
Give
of
Me More?
Me.
Oh, Piece of Me. Nice. Piece nice. Of Me.
When I was playing Cube, that was my Cube Field track.
Piece of Me?
Piece of Me, yeah. I put it on, put like 8 in a row. You know the game Cube Field?
Should I?
You're just like a fucking, you're just like a triangle, and then it's just cubes coming at you, and you gotta dodge them. It was like a Mind Joel game, so it had like live high scores on Facebook and shit. That was the shit.
Mind Joel was dope for like 6 months.
Because it was like Facebook,
months.
Like within your fucking friends, never it was like high scores.
Yeah.
So it was
remember
like you're competing
MSN,
with the boys. Like
yeah,
you're
that was
going
dope.
MSN had like an arcade thing built in for
yep,
a while,
I remember
right?
That.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that at all.
My computer was way too shit to somebody. Use it. Really? No, I couldn't use it.
Oh,
it took me like 45 minutes to download a picture of Gucci Air Force Ones to put my display.
So dope, though.
So dope.
Gucci Air Force One DP.
Yeah, but that and it used most of my computer's memory.
Yeah,
of course.
And you couldn't crop the photo ever. Like,
no.
Well, you could have, but right fuck size. It. Why would you?
Yeah. That was every guy was like in like our school anyways. Just
forgot
Air Force Ones and Jordans, shoes we couldn't afford.
Or it didn't exist.
We were the last generation where people had like a Facebook profile photo and then they would use a different one for MSN.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a neat little quirk of the like late MSN days when Facebook and stuff started to take over and they had like Messenger there.
Well, that's, I told you the story before, I think. And I went to university and it was in that transition period. And I was like,
oh, yeah,
fuck. First year university. And I was like, oh, what's your MSN? And then they're like, oh, what the, we don't use that anymore. We just use Facebook. And I was like, oh, Facebook, what? They're like, oh, like Facebook Messenger. I was like, oh, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Because it wasn't really messaging. Texting.
It was just on Facebook. Mailbox, yeah. Like PMs, right?
I guess you had, like, did you have a BlackBerry at that point?
Not at that point. I still had my old flip T9. Still,
With BlackBerry didn't Daddy come out Yankee's until like 2000.
Daddy Yankee Gasolina, hell yeah.
When did BlackBerries really came out in like 08, 09 probably?
Yeah, and right? I think I was in university in 09. In 09.
Kids missed out. The iPhone kids, like strictly, whatever, smartphones, mm-hmm. They missed out on some of that
Brickbreaker. They missed Brickbreaker.
Well, even pre-BlackBerry, just like the shitty cell phones that
what
we
about,
all
what
had.
What about the cell phones where like you listen to music and your speaker just starts going...
Text is coming in.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I remember because Kenzie got...
Just frying your brain.
Kenzie got the fucking... The music phone, and I was fucking pissed. I was like, what? They hooked me some piece of shit.
You probably got her
hand-me-down.
Which is
so fucking spoiled in first world to be like,
oh, yeah.
I have a cell phone now.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed.
How old were you?
Grade. Fuck, I don't know. I want to say high school.
I was grade 9.
I think I
was
grade
9 Christmas.
Yeah,
because
I don't think I had shit in middle school.
I didn't get a phone until I was 18.
Well, they probably weren't invented yet.
Yeah, it's the same.
You're probably a pager, though.
I still remember my dad fucking absolutely losing his fucking goddamn mind the first time I bought a ringtone. And he's like, I bought a ringtone. He sees it on the bill and he goes,
$9?
No, it was like $3.
That's too
it was
much.
Like, it was like the monophonic
the
version
eight
of,
bit?
Of back then by Mike Jones. It was like,
yeah, that was what Will had the Daddy Yankee.
So
gasoline,
just
but his was
really trash.
Yeah, but at least yours had like some melody. Will's was gasoline. It was like, it was fucking brutal. But he was like, he rocked
There's
it for
no
years.
Way to do it.
It was fucking
boss.
Brutal, man.
The real boss move now would be to go back and find like one of the shitty tones and set it on your iPhone.
Yeah, that's
What's your ringtone? It's 8-bit gasolina.
Yeah, it's G.
8-bit one.
Because I remember fucking like at my old job, it was like the GM. Like this was like, I don't know what happened. I don't know when this happened, but ringtones became like no more. You don't have them anymore.
No one even has their phone on make noise
Nothing.
Mode now.
Nothing.
Like it's all silent
or
all the time.
Or it's like the default Apple ringtone, whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody changes their shit anymore, right? And it's like...
I have not had a ringtone in fucking years.
I don't know when it happened, but I remember like at my old job, I was in like to bring you up to speed, it was like when ringtones, I guess, were like... It just went away one day. I don't know what day it was, but it just went away.
Everyone decided
and
it
was,
once.
And I was
That's
doing something.
Annoying.
I was printing something in the office. And he came in and he had a ringtone. Like the GM had a fucking ringtone.
The old crowd loves the fucking.
Yeah, but it was like a rap. Like he was a younger guy. Like he was probably like 27, 28, like his dad's company kind of thing, right? Like, and he was just the GM, whatever. And he was like, so yeah, 27, 28 year old crushing it because you got a company for free.
Also,
yeah. Right? And fucking, he's sitting there, he's got this ringtone. And then at that moment, lost all respect for him.
Wow.
Like, fucking, look at this.
What was the tone? Do you remember?
No, it was some rap song I didn't know. But it was like, I mean, he's literally there with clients. And
oh,
his phone
no.
goes off. And he didn't even fucking bat an eye. Pulls it up, goes, he said his name. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
Pulls it out and goes,
Of course.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
He probably thought it was cool. He's probably like, yo, call me right back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yo, look at this. I'm like, man, I'm a gangster. He hops in his fucking red sports car, dips, gets married,
Toyota
has a kid, comes to work, fucking minivan.
Is the move now, before you came back, I was saying, is the move now to download the 8-bit ringtone you had?
Ooh, that would be tight.
I had Back Then by Mike Jones. You had Gasolina.
Nice.
You know what? I was just talking to my buddy Sterling. We were just like we were talking earlier today, and he's like, you know what I want to do? I want to get... because he makes music all the time. I think his name's AGN03.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look him up.
Yeah, good shit.
Yeah. He's like got...
I still have that song Drowning on my...
He goes, he's like, I want like for like a picture or whatever. Just I want people to come into my studio or whatever. And I want like the classic Windows 98 gray keyboard. I'm like, that's fucking jokes.
There's
never
a place
you
can buy it.
Like a relic
to get that.
There's a place you can buy it.
I'm like, that's fucking jokes, man. That's a good idea. Because it's so fucking classic. He's right in the realm of it, right? So
yeah, definitely. That would be fucking sweet.
I'm like, fuck, that's a good idea. Because, like, I mean, it suits it, right? It suits his fucking shit. It's a good style.
I just saw this the other day. Like, this style?
Way older than that, older, though.
Like the original.
Unless fucking... that's super... But that looks too sleek. I feel like they were bulky.
Like, these are like, bulky. These are, like, mechanical keyboards.
The, oh, yeah, mechanical, but you, but sure.
Like,
but
I've seen, like, that. Like that.
Yeah, like that. That.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Low free.
Maybe
dot
even
CO.
Worse than that.
This is probably so expensive.
Yeah.
But
well, that's like a new one that's been remade to look
yeah,
old.
You want
to
get a shitty one. Well, maybe that's what he wanted. I don't know. Probably he just told me that today. I'm like, though. That's a good fucking idea.
That
yeah.
is sick. I do want to buy some shit for this room to kind of clean it up.
Make
I would
a classic.
Love, I would love to get something like that.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't know. We're like, we're of the generation, right? Where that shit does kind of like mean something to us. Like, the younger generations, it wouldn't because they didn't even fucking see it.
Can't even like recognize that shit.
It's kind of cool, right? We saw, well, I guess the internet came out, what, the 80s?
For really, though, like retail
it really
internet,
came out,
late
Windows
90s,
95.
Late
90s.
Yeah, Windows
right.
95 was
I
like
I was playing
massive,
online
right?
games on Bell Simpatico DSL when I was in grade 7. So what year was that?
Like, what's
that
an online game, though? Like SOCOM, Navy SEALs?
Age of Empires. Age of Empires.
Oh, on the computer.
Yeah. There was no online games.
Oh, I never ripped
PS,
online until games.
SOCOM. Yeah, SOCOM was the first, but that's still old.
What year is this?
That's like, oh my God.
2002, probably?
Yeah, super old. I think that was 11. Like the OG console online game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Sab and those boys,
like
they were fucking
shit.
Into it.
Diablo came out in 99. You could probably play that. Yeah, I played that in high school, but...
Did Diablo have online, the first one? It did? Yeah.
Two did, for sure.
Two did and one did. One did too, I think. So you can play that stuff online. But like the kids now, when you ask them, like, this is another problem with like young people and their kind of like perception of things. Like
it's a problem or is it just the way things are shifting?
It's, I don't know if it's a problem.
It's a problem for us.
Well, yeah, because we don't like it.
And you can't, but you can't like explain to a kid like how good everything is. Like everything now is basically bulletproof. Like when we do the show,
my God,
like look at all the stuff, it just runs.
Well, we appreciate
like, everything is,
that,
you know
though,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shit.
I feel like we don't as much though. I thought it was the other day where like I was sitting there and I think something was like fucking up with the computer. Like the network was fucking up and I was like getting pissed about it. And I was like, man, remember
instantly
back in the day when it was like, I remember it took me like 4 or 5 days to download a Juvenile Back That Ass Up music video.
Yeah.
And it got to 99% and then it failed.
Failed.
And I was like,
insane. It was insane. That was insane.
I just want to watch this video.
And then I'm
going to
sit there, and I'm probably like 10 years old, just to sit there and watch the music video.
Like, and
this.
Like, that's exactly how you'd sit there like this. You just sit there like this and watch the video.
And just be like, yo, fuck yeah, this is tight. This is
so tight. I'm the coolest kid ever. Check this out. Yeah, I just downloaded this the other day.
Could have got the audio, but it's the video.
And man, it's like it's lower than like 160p. It's like terrible. It's great.
Can't make it out. Can't make it out.
So terrible, but it's so dope. And I had like a Vince Carter dunk comp.
High school.
Which that was dope. Like,
everybody
had
the through the legs.
Oh yeah,
well,
no, this was the high school I had. I had like all the vintage shit because I thought it was cool. I'm like, I got shit people never seen, man. Like,
rare.
Just like online where I just download all this random shit, just destroy my computer.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause like, you'll come over to my house, check the videos I got downloaded. I got fucking AND1 mixtapes, hot sauce, fucking doing all that shit.
Oh, AND1 mixtapes was a big one.
AND1 fucking basketball on Wednesday nights on The Score.
Yeah.
Was so dope. Because it was basketball, like you never fucking seen
it. When was that, though?
Wednesday nights. It
was
that early.
2000s.
Like we were playing basketball all the time. Remember we were playing ball outside
all
the time?
Yeah,
it was 2000s.
Yeah, we made jerseys.
It was fucking dope. Yeah,
made our own
jerseys. Yeah, we had a league.
Made them.
Made our own jerseys. Just got white tees, cut off the sleeves.
Nice.
Cut out the neck a bit. Then just
was
magic marker.
Mike Bird.
Mike Bird?
Yeah, I was hitting threes.
I don't even remember.
I was hitting threes. I couldn't shoot for shit.
We could put the
you were Will Chamberlain.
Oh, true. And then we'd set up a fucking trampoline on a log, so it was angled like this. Like this little trampoline that's just angled like this, and then just play a game and just have that there.
Dunk comps.
In case you needed it.
Dunk comps. That was dope, man. But like guaranteed someone was rolling an ankle every day.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. But you were young, so it didn't matter.
We'd play for hours.
Yeah, we'd play all the time. Yeah,
my buddy had an 8-foot net across the street from us, and we filmed the dunk contest. We were like grade 7 or 8. I would give anything to have that tape. I bet you that tape is hilarious.
Oh my God, yeah. That's why I'm saying you can't delete any of these episodes.
I don't delete anything. I just don't, you know, whatever. At some point, I will go back in the library and see what sort of unsavory things.
Dude, when we're fucking 50 years old, the shit that we said on like episodes 1, 2, 3, like all of them, they're going to be fucking hilarious.
Nothing is really that bad. I just think some of them.
Well, it's terrible quality. It's not exactly like we said anything.
Yeah, exactly.
The quality's not great. But honestly, there was probably. We probably all had maybe one too many beers a few of those episodes.
The first one, I think we just got super drunk.
Yeah.
We did two episodes back to back, and I don't even remember the second one.
They're not on the feed. Those are not on the feed. That's good. We did not.
But you have them?
I got them.
Those are just the prototypes.
We got to do that one day. We got to have a sit down and listen.
And listen to them? Yeah. Ooh, maybe when we're like 60.
Yeah.
When we all retire.
Got to be honest.
Well, you did the confessions. Like, so Joey, I guess, set up this one thing 1 year at a cottage. He set up like a camera in a garage. Yeah, a phone. And it basically was just like, go in there, do whatever you want, say whatever you want. And then we'll just have a weekend where people just go in, and it was just like a confessional. You go in there and you fucking, chicks were just in there dancing and shit. But we watched it for the first time this year, and it was fucking funny.
It was good. Like, you just kept hoping you weren't coming up next.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, the girls were hoping, like, I hope I'm next. And maybe, it was every time. Oh, what's this? Another dance routine from the girls? Wow, this is great.
Amazing, no matter how old the girls get. Like, they just all want to do synchronized dance moves on camera.
And they're all, like, they're in there, like, they go in there, they're in there for an hour. Like, just, like, fucking, what's it called?
Multiple takes.
What's that fucking choreographing it? Choreographing, doing all that shit.
For sure.
And I just, I think I went in, and I'm like, every time you just see me progressively get more fucking
hammered. Way more drunk?
Oh, yeah. That was good. It was a good
idea. We should
do
that again. That was fun. And I honestly thought that we were never going to see it because it was like years later.
I had it last year. It was a good time to watch them. Yeah, I had it last year and I just couldn't get it to download at the cottage for some reason because there's no fucking service.
So bring these cameras up. Get multiple angles.
Hey, we could, you know. I want my brother to start doing... I wouldn't bring these cameras up north, no chance. But I want my brother to start doing a podcast and I want... Like, I think people... This is a little bit off what we were just talking about, but... Once you get stuff set up, like whether it's the confessional camera or whether it's this kind of stuff, the lesson to take from that is if you look at the early videos in that confessional, you know, session, everyone is a little quieter, a little shorter with what they're saying. But then by the second day, everyone's already done one. You've been in front of the camera already and you're all of a sudden you're talking, you're saying stuff that you know, whatever's on your mind, you're just letting it out. It's the same way this thing works, man.
Yeah,
people
for sure.
Are like, oh, I can't do a podcast. I can't do a video. Why? If you do it once, you'll get better at it.
Yeah, first one's weird.
Yeah.
Now it's like, now I don't even think. I'm just saying, I got to go do a podcast. I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'm in my head, I'm like, should I be worried about it? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to go basically just talk to you guys anyway. No, there's just a mic and a camera. Yeah. I don't even realize that these are here anymore.
No. Yeah, no, like sometimes I like try to think of things to say, but this week I was like, nah, I got nothing to say. I'm just going to tee Joey up with some fucking crypto shit.
We'll just go. Sit back ETF, big day today, boys. Big day.
You just got to have one start and then it's just see you later.
I still know Will spent his money on. He's not spending on anything.
Oh, yeah,
apparently.
I keep interrupting him.
Yeah. Only been an hour.
Yeah, we're done.
I think. I don't know.
Did you buy another,
what is the another clock? Can you see the clock?
1980s fucking jumpsuit.
Like, I already got two of them.
Okay, so this is okay. We were talking about this before you came.
On the Two Whites One Blue chain.
All right. I'll take a picture. I was wearing it today.
The video.
2 hours ago.
Will's got
like
a chamois for cycling. He explained to me the principles.
I love the shamelessness of it.
He explained to me the merit of this thing. It makes sense because you got to keep.
Like Joey's going to get one now for fuck's sake.
I was trying to convince him.
If I start riding my bike a lot, maybe I'll think about it. But
I'm telling you, man, it's just like. You get more and more into anything. You just fucking progress.
Just more money.
You need some other shit to buy.
You need the gear. You need the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so true. It's so true.
I can't
Yeah, I know. Well, the reason the podcast we come in here, so we take a break, come back. There's $5,000 worth of shit invested in a studio.
Yeah, well, it's like, man, that's the reason why this podcast didn't take off. The equipment wasn't high quality enough. That was the only thing holding us back. Now we're off to the races. Until it doesn't take off again, then we need to upgrade all our shit again.
We got
to
get a $5,000
house. $50,000. Next thing you know, we're gonna
buy a studio. But that thing makes sense because it is true. The hardest thing about riding the bike is that it fucking hurts your ass. Like everything else, you can kind of train, but you can't train.
Nope.
The pain in your ass from sitting on the fucking seat.
Exactly.
You can't do it.
You don't even know about butt butter yet either.
What's that?
Jesus. Chamois Christ. Butter. You got to fucking rub it. You got to get a grease up your gooch underneath your nuts. All between all where all the fucking nasty shit is. You got to get stripped down, put the chamois butter. It's expensive too.
Where are you going on a 7 hour spin rip?
If you go for like half an hour, you still fucking feel it. Cause it's bumpy. It's not smooth. It's fucking terrible.
I went an hour and 45 minutes on yesterday or 2 days ago on the trainer.
Yeah.
And I didn't put any butt butter on. And today it's like
chafed
fucking. Yeah. Not necessarily chafed, but it's like, you feel it for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into this. whatever, spinning.
Mm, you got to get into something, man.
I'm into chin-ups right now. Chin-ups and push-ups right now, hard.
How much gear you need for that?
You need a fucking mat? You don't even need a mat.
How much butter you got?
No butter.
No butter.
Dude, I got to tell you.
Are you strapping?
I got to tell you right now, I don't think I'm ever going back to the gym again.
You've been saying that.
You haven't been in forever. Yeah, anyway,
you know what? And now.
It's over now.
And now, I got to tell you, right now, I'm in the best shape I've ever fucking been in my life.
No
stronger than I've ever fucking been. Fuck yeah.
How do you know if you haven't been back to the gym?
Dude, because I go in the mirror and go like this. And I'm like, fucking hell yeah, dude.
There's no way you can know that. There's no way you can know that.
I'm fucking huge.
This guy was okay. This guy was fucking.
Dude, fucking look at him.
He's fucking huge. He was benching. He's benching 315. He's benching 315 10 years ago. And now he's fucking talking about he's been doing chin-ups.
Dude.
Dude, in
January, so yeah, it's the 12th.
Failed challenge.
It's the 12th. I got fucking 1,500 push-ups, and I got like 450 chin-ups.
That's the Andrew Tate jail workout.
That's fucking brilliant. Fuck
what's he charge for, though? What's he charge you for the 50 bucks?
How many chin-ups are you doing a day, you think?
Chin-ups?
Yeah.
If I go fucking, this is how I do it. I don't fucking set a time, and I'm working out right now.
Okay.
Of course. Walk around, I do my shit, and every time I go downstairs, I'm like, well, got to do some chin-ups. If I'm cooking dinner, I'm doing like 30, 40 chin-ups.
That's good, yeah.
And I go back up. I go downstairs. I look at it again. Go take a piss or something. Well, there's chin-up. Got to do a set. I probably get close to chin-ups is less because it's fucking tough. Probably at least 50 a day.
That's pretty good.
50 a day, and I'm doing at least 150 push-ups.
If you were doing, yeah. So this a guy I work with did this thing too. He's a little younger than we are, but he's been doing 50 pull-ups, so like whatever, supinated grip pull-ups every day. And I got to tell you, I saw him at a staff meeting earlier this week. Guy got fucking wide.
Oh, yeah.
In a hurry.
Dude, it doesn't even take much. Mind you. Like, this goes back. I was lipping the gym whatever last time.
Yeah.
I'll praise the gym. I think I called my hypocrisy out later in the episode, but I'll praise it. Because
there's way too much to call out
I'll say is this. It's like, I'm thankful I did it. I got out of the obsession, so I'm happier now, but I'm glad I was obsessed for a bit, built the foundation, so now it was quick to get okay, I'm fucking right back in shape.
Yeah, of course.
Did you set a goal for your chin-ups?
I want to do 5,000 push-ups in January. That's going to be, it's a lofty goal.
You're almost halfway through now.
I know, I'm going to have to step it up, but I also have been doing chin-ups too. I didn't really do the chin-ups. I've just been doing them because I just like it.
Where'd you get the bar?
Dan had it, so we just put it over and we're like, fuck it. I'm like, this is
one of perfect. These like door frame bars?
Yeah.
The basement? Okay. The basement?
No, right in the bathroom, front fucking room.
So you can't even close the door in the bathroom?
Yeah, Steph comes over, she's like, for fuck. I guess I go upstairs.
Fair enough.
Unless she just does a couple chins.
Well, you fucking, we can't, like, it's too, it's tough. Like, when we were doing the plank challenge.
You can't have
challenge.
It down for a minute, because who what if someone wants to do a fucking chin-up?
That's what I'm fucking saying, dude. And we can't, like, when we did the plank challenge, it was like a 1 minute plank entry fee. If you want to come in, you got to do a plank, no matter who you are. Chin-ups and push-ups is a bit tough.
A higher standard.
Bit tough.
Just spot them. I honestly, right now, I have injured wrist. I don't think I could do a push up.
Yeah,
a flat like that.
But you could do a chin up.
You could do them like this.
For sure. I guess you could do them on your fist.
Dude, I don't know what it is. My fucking arms are fucking. Like, I think I talked about it when we benched that one time. My arms been fucked.
Yeah.
So I've been doing chin ups and push ups, and it still hurts, but it's
push-ups
way
will hurt
better.
It though.
Push ups, they don't hurt when I'm doing it.
No?
No. Chin ups help at tons. Like, it's fucking weird. It's just like, it's not better, but it's way better than it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, okay. And then, like, so maybe I think in the way I'm going to go. And the other thing I want to do, too, because I'm going to keep this number, and I'm just going to, just over my life, I'm going to have it written down or something. I'm going to be like, yep, this is how many.
So you can look back at your high score.
Just look at how many push-ups have I done. I've been doing them for 40 years.
Lifetime stats. Oh, you're
gonna- I've got 670,000 push-ups.
It's going to, I mean, no matter what, no one's ever going to have a reference. So it's just going to be like,
it's for me. I just want to see. I don't give a fuck if anybody knows. I just want to see it. But we'll see if I do it. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't forget because I would like to do that. It would be kind of cool. Yeah, we'll see. 100%.
If you did 50 push-ups a day and 50 chins a day, after a month, you'd notice a difference.
Easily.
Yeah. For sure.
Easily. Like, I noticed it in, like, Darren, like, I was downstairs. Darren looked at me. He's like, fuck, your body's changing, eh? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm like, what? Because I don't notice it. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, push-ups and chin-ups. I can fucking already tell. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Makes a big difference. It was, like, 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay. And I'm, because they are fucking unbelievably valuable.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because and you just overlook it because like, oh, I got to go to the gym. I got to do they all also, this shit. And
also,
you
don't have to. Suck to do. I hate.
They do, but you kind of learn to love it.
Why do you hate them?
They're so hard.
Yeah, they are fucking hard.
They're so hard.
Like, just do like sets of eight. That's all I do over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but like, sets if you don't eight. Go to a failure, fucking, what's the point, anyways?
Well,
no, there's lots.
It just sucks.
I don't go to failure. I just do 10. Yeah. Push-ups, I do 50s. Sets of 50 now.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
quite a bit.
I'm stronger at it. I'm stronger at push-ups and fucking shoulders and shit. I've always been like lucky there.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like 50's a bunch, but it's just like,
I should do a two whites and a blue.
Combine?
Push-up, chin-up. I would crush you guys in a combine, but push-up, chin-up challenge. I can run.
It'd probably crush us in everything.
I bought, you know what Except else? For you know what youth, else I bought this week?
Unless we're going to do a long-distance bike ride.
Speaking of this, you know what else I bought this week? A football from Litton.
Oh, fuck. Still on about this?
I'll show you guys the ball.
Why?
You already did on New Year's.
Yeah, you did.
No. That's another ball I bought before.
What did you buy another
Canadian
one?
Tire? Because I want a proper ball, not a Canadian Tire ball.
So, we were so fucking so hyped on that Canadian Tire ball.
I know, but now I'm playing quarterback for a team that you guys are not on. So
by US, choice.
So I went to buy another ball. And it's fucking sick. I got to show you guys after. But it's like, I didn't realize. I went on YouTube to look at like how to break in a new leather ball. The amount of stuff at like professional and college teams do to break in a ball, wiping the dye off like over the course of a week. They put like shaving cream on it and what? Leather conditioner and yeah, it's pretty fucking wild,
dude. This year in baseball, like because I was pretty average, like I could catch but like not that well. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't know what possessed me to do it. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking break in my glove more.
Yeah,
like, fuck it. So I'm sitting there at home for like an hour. I was just beating the shit out of it. I was fucking hitting it, bending it, just doing that shit. I can catch the fuck. I was making major catches this year because of just a one little minor adjustment.
Big difference.
I can catch now. But like, mind you, not, I can't catch that fucking great, but I can catch the fucking ball better than I could because I fucking broke
your
it.
Glove is super really stiff.
Didn't think about it, right? Yeah. Because it'd be hitting my glove and just bouncing out. And I'm like, no.
You gotta trap it like the kids.
Yeah. And I'm like, now it's like loose glove. And I just go, now I'm just
you
like,
can
loose
also open it up fucking, wider.
Yeah.
I'm just diving all over the place.
Why don't you throw a.
Hey, man, you're forgetting. I'm on the team, man. You don't need to, you can't lie to me.
It's over my head.
Right, yeah, you did do that a bunch of times.
But yeah.
We should play. Kenzie's been, you know,
nagging.
Collecting. Reluctant to play co-ed baseball on the mountain.
When she was good at baseball.
Wasn't it her
idea? I want to play co-ed baseball.
Good at baseball. I don't know why.
We should be playing co-ed baseball one night.
We definitely should be.
Yeah.
I'd play ball.
Because we're all got, like, we're all here. We're all good athletes. We'd
probably, all I'm playing is, I'm only playing baseball in the summer. I can definitely play another night. A slow pitch?
Yeah.
We can pick
I can pitch. I can do slow pitch. Can you pitch? You can't have, I don't think you can run the same pitcher all the time. Can you? That's one of the rules, I thought.
If you can pitch, we can pitch.
Well, pitching's actually hard.
Be surprised.
But why would Joey be able to do
it? I used to play in high school.
Pitching's hard.
Yeah.
Yo, like when you, like you,
this is your slow pitch in high school?
Just wreck, not for the school.
Oh, okay. This was your first year playing, right?
Or maybe it was like grade 7, I forget. But
you, when you start playing like a couple more years, you'll realize like there's guys in there that are nasty at pitching.
Yeah.
And they'll ice you. Like Hal, the big dude,
he's
fucking nasty pitcher. Yeah, he's fucking huge. The guy's like, fuck, he's got to be like 65, 70, English probably like 300 pounds.
Do you have rules about how high the ball can go when you're pitching? Like, that's a problem. There used to be rules against that when we were
kids. That's what Daryl does. Daryl, if he's, when he played
he just
against
can't
Brody,
see the ball. Like,
he fired up in the air super high.
Yeah, because making contact when in fast pitch.
Well, it's like walking.
Making contact, like you can see the ball coming. And if you, even if you miss, you still could like kind of hit it with like another part of the bat or whatever. But when you can't see the ball, like you're looking up like this. Like, how's that for your stance?
Yeah, most people won't do it, but, like, it depends on... It's more of, like, a fuck you to the batter. If it's a fuck you batter, you fuck him up. Mm-hmm. And he's going to lose it. You play head games with him. Like, mostly you don't do that.
It's fun.
But then there's guys, like, he'll be sitting there, but he's the type of guy... Like the guy you say fuck you to the batter is the type of guy who's in the outfield, he'll fucking gun you at home.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just kind of an unwritten rule. You don't do it. It's dangerous, right?
What's the average age in that league? Would we play in that league 40? If we put a team in?
No.
What league would we play in?
We got to find a league.
We can ask
Bowman.
There's
got to be a league around
Bowman's
here, right?
Remember Bowman asked us to play?
I don't want to play in that league because they're fucking super strict with like drinking and it's not really fun.
Were
like
they?
In those leagues? Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if we can't drink there. We could just come back here and have a beer.
Well, like, I know, but it's just more so.
It's nice to like sit in the parking lot with everyone though.
I guess.
It's just annoying to like that there's like, especially like those Hamilton leagues. I don't know if I'd want to. Do it, but like I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed. What I'd really say, but like if
well, I'd like to be like closer to here.
Yeah. Exactly, that's the whole point, right? Like, does the Olympic should have something?
I'm sure that would have been fucking.
Or the
dope.
One, me and Kenzie walked by a league in September that was playing at the driving park.
That would be sick.
So there's for sure a league.
I do that. I would 100% play slow pitch. I don't give a fuck. I only play baseball in the summer anyway. Mm-hmm. I quit hockey in the summer, so I'm down to play ball.
Yeah, same. Okay, this sounds like it's about time to wrap this up.
Okay, hit the stop button. Say your piece and hit the stop button. All right,
peace. Bye.